In mid-August, a judge put the ball in the FAA's court in this battle for control over Charlotte Douglas International. He said that if the commission created by state lawmakers to run the airport is in a legal position to do so, then the FAA needs to say so. Jerry Orr and Airport Commission attorney Richard Vinroot have since written three letters seeking that approval from the FAA, but Vinroot says
no letters responded to. We arranged the conference call. The conference call was disappointing for the reasons I set forth in the letter. They're not going to deal with us at all, not going to include us in any of the discussions, and not going to move to quickly resolve the matter.
FAA officials have been in contact by phone and email with Charlotte City Attorney Bob Hageman, though. He is representing the city in its fight to block the commission and Jerry Orr from taking control of the airport. Until the FAA says otherwise, the airport remains a department of the city under the direction of Charlotte City Manager Ron Carley and his interim aviation director Brent Cagle. Just to complicate things, other parts of the legislation do remain in effect, including Orr's employment as commission director, for which he's being paid his $211,000 salary out of airport revenues. The legislation also requires the city and six surrounding counties to make appointments to the Airport Commission Board by October 1st. But Carley says
The city council itself at this point has not made a decision as to whether or not to make its appointments or when they will be made.
Since the city council and mayor are responsible for appointing a majority of the commission's board, they may be able to prevent it from taking shape by refusing to make appointments. The legislation puts the airport's existing advisory committee in charge of the commission in the interim. But Charlotte Mayor Patsy Kinsey sidelined that committee in July with instructions that it no longer hold its monthly meetings. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.